Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks so much for being here today and calling our text and talk line. We'll get to our two callers here in just one sec. Want to direct you to our webpage quickly, 991fmtalk.com. Participate in today's poll question. Is the city of Reno and other local governments, are they doing enough to save money during the shutdown? Selling property at below value to developers because, you know, oh, coronavirus, you might not be able to unload this later. Stupidest reason ever. Are they doing anything to save money? Not just putting off raises? No, I'm talking pay cuts. Who's taking pay cuts like the rest of us? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, is the term hero overused in today's society? 94% of you participating said yes. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Terry this morning, talking about mail-in ballots. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. Good to hear your voice this morning. It always pleases me to start my day with you.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. So what do you, have you gotten a ballot or mailed it in yet?
You know, I got one last year, or I'm sorry, but I had already went down and voted in person, and I'm urging everybody, just like you said, whatever it takes, go down there, take your ballot with you, especially the Republican voters, because we kind of suspect the reason why we need to do that, mm-hmm. because of, well, and then not to go on about that, you know, I think really it's going to be a big deal with the president this year. He's going to just knock it over because there's so much on the other side put, you know what I mean, so much negativity. People are all talking about it. People, even my neighbor, he was a Democrat forever, and now he's got a Trump thing in his window. So I'm thinking, and he's my neighbor. So I urge everybody, get out there and get to voting. Take
Terry,
time off. Go do it.
I think you're right, and that especially, you know, unfortunately, places like, I believe, Douglas County cannot do in-person voting. They have to just take their ballot to the location if they want, but they're restricted on doing that. At least Washoe County, you can go in and actually vote at the registrar's office. But Democrats are just shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, maybe this is why they have to try and scam the votes with the mail-in ballot, because of the fact that look at the states that are still totally shut down, holding residents hostage. It's all the Democrat-run states.
Yes, and that's going to hurt them in the short run. You know, I went to Virginia City yesterday. Me and my grandson had a great time, just walked around, you know, and people had their masks on. I'm like you, I don't really think it's going to do any good to wear it anyway, but I do my distance thing and keep my grandson safe. And we went to the candy store and this and that, and it was nice just to get out and do things. I got to put that line in every time I talk to you.
Yeah, especially in a tourism-based economy. Especially
right.
here in Northern Nevada. Terry, thank you so much for the call. And I'm so glad you went to Virginia City today yesterday. I'm totally jonesing on that. I haven't been to Virginia City in over a year now, and I miss that. I might have to just take a drive up and go around. Let's go back to the phone lines, the call and text line at 884-9910 and say hi to Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. You want to talk about Stalin?
Well, yeah. It's in reference to the mail-in voting. I mean, Stalin said after World War II, and they were deciding, you know, what kind of government Poland was going to have, Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes or how they vote. The only thing that matters is who counts the votes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for that.
All
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your call, Brian. That is so true, because look at how many times, even if you go back to 2018, remember all the suspicious things that came out after the votes were tallied? That black truck that showed up in the middle of the night at one of the distribution centers and wasn't supposed to be there. The boxes of ballots that are found afterwards in people's trunks. The ballots that are found in boxes on shelves. You can count the number of registered voters, okay? And in some states, in some counties, the number of registered voters was lower the number of ballots that they actually got back. What does that tell you? It's up to you and I to prevent voter fraud. Now, when our ballots were sent out, they were sent to all registered voters. So if you hadn't updated your voter registration, it went to whatever information they had. If you are an inactive voter, you still received a ballot. So here is how you police things. If you go, I'm asking my producer here, do we have that up on my webpage? All right. If you go to 991fmtalk.com, and you click on the schedule and you click on Monica J Show, that will take you to my webpage. There is a link there for you to click on that goes to the washoecounty.us/voters/files/blah, blah, 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 all this other stuff. It has the name of every single registered voter in Washoe County. It also tells you if they're Republican, Democrat, nonpartisan or non-party, I don't know what the NP is, or the IAP. Tells you what party they belong to. No preference, actually, is NP. And if you're hiding from somebody, the address is there too. But like I said, these haven't been updated by the people necessarily. So you can go in. Voter category is male. You see them all male because the ballots were mailed out. And it gives you the date of 4/20 when the ballots were issued. Okay, then it will tell you if that ballot has been returned. So this is what you need to do. If you voted by mail-in ballot and you have already mailed your ballot back in, go check. If you have not mailed your ballot in, go check and see what it says. There's going to be a big problem if it's got a date received there next to your name and you haven't sent it in yet. That's where the stink needs to be made. Because remember, people move. People move all the time. And they don't update their registration. That's why you are supposed to update your information whenever you move. something else to say on that, but I will hold my thoughts because your calls are more important than my pontificating. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Gino this morning. Hi, Gino. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. Yeah, the NPI is nonpartisan independent. It just means you can't vote in the primary for the Democrats or the Republicans, but you can vote in general. But basically, you're like, you know, I kind of view it as not libertarian, a true libertarian, but it's like, you know, you might be sick of either party, you know, but you choose one, you vote in the you vote in the general. You don't get to vote in the primary, which is kind of a drag. But sometimes it seems
that's interesting, Gino, because when you look at the absent voter details, I'm seeing a lot of these IAPs and the NPs. Why are they getting primary ballots then?
I don't know. I think what happens is they do not get to vote in the primary for the partisan position. They can't vote for the Republican primary or the Democrat primary, but they can't vote for their local school board or their local county's legislator race, things like that. But they can't vote in the primaries.
At least so they get to vote for judges or something like that. That's nonpartisan.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That again, that just tells me, I'm sorry, people, choose a side. Just if you want to have a true voice, especially in the primary, which is what is deciding who is your voice, pick a side, Democrats or Republicans.
If you're in the middle of the road, you end up getting hit by a car, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. I don't know what the car that's barreling down on us, but right now, you know, people need to be paying attention. And there are those who have power, and some of them in Carson have power. A certain party have power for the first time. And I just want them to, we need to always keep an eye. It doesn't matter Democrat or Republican, whoever's in charge, you need to keep an eye because it's we, the people who are in charge. And if we say, I can trust them. That's crazy. People always complain about Congress. Like, Congress is terrible. They're corrupt, but they vote their congressperson, send them back every 2 years because my congressman is great. All the rest of them are bumps. No, we got to watch our own. Keep an eye on our own because we, the people, are only in charge of us, our person.
Yeah.
So I just think it's important that we pay attention, and I appreciate you encouraging people to look at their ballots, to do some thinking, and get it done.
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate that. Because, you know, it's true. It goes on and on that we vote for our people and who we think, and they've been in there. And guess what? We've seen it from the recall petition. The person who you think is your person doesn't vote for the things that you want. Just heard an ad, you know, about PK O'Neill there. He didn't vote the way his constituents wanted. And now he's running again. Wants to get back into office. So disappointed. This is why it is your responsibility. And your vote is your responsibility. It is not up to the nanny state to hold you by the hand, to take you to a school or a store, a library, the registrar's office, and have you vote in person, early or day of. It is not the government's responsibility to say, oh, well, you haven't voted for a while. Here's a mail-in ballot. Maybe we can get you active again. Your vote is precious. And you should honor it. Take responsibility for it. I know a lot of people out there who vote on Election Day because of even early voting is just, you know, that's just another way to take away the prestigiousness of your vote. People used to be proud to go out on Election Day and vote and get that sticker that said I voted. And then we started manipulating it. Well, we're not getting enough people voting. So let's make it easier. Let's make it more convenient. Now the Democrats just want to fill out the ballots for you and get them in. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know, we talk about what's being done in the wake of the coronavirus to save money and what law enforcement is doing, breaking up gatherings and things like that. Yet still, police have to investigate a man that was found shot and killed. I like how the headlines show this near the Greater Nevada Field. Why don't you just come out and say at the homeless encampment near Greater Nevada Field? Why do you tap dance around that? As businesses are closed and people have to social distance and the governor says, no, you can't go out and lay wreaths, but we do it anyway. Thank you very much to all the organizations that went out, the vets organizations and the Republicans, because that had to be done. Whether Governor Sisolak likes it or not. I love all these governors that are making these just choices arbitrarily. Governor Whitmer, no problem, you know, saying that, yeah, her husband sought special privilege to put his boat in the water when boats aren't allowed in the water, but he wanted their boat in the water for Memorial Day. She's okay with that. She's the governor. Why do I bring up Whitmer? Because she is being looked at for the vice presidential run. The AG. Her AG going off on President Trump for not wearing a mask for a few minutes at the Ford facility, saying he is not welcome in Michigan and he is putting people's lives in danger. Yeah, she might want to look into their nursing home situations in her state as people are getting killed, beaten. Might want to look at a few other things that governors are dealing with, like sending the police into churches to break up church services because of social distancing when the murder rate in Illinois, in Chicago, is up. But let's send the police in and bust up those people trying to worship. That was another state. That wasn't Whitmer, but it's the same thing. The Democrats. It's the same thing. Have you gotten the connection yet? Or do you just not care? That's not for the Republicans. That's rhetorical for the Republicans because they know. It's for all those nonpartisans out there. It's all for those non-preference, for those independents, for the libertarians, for the Green Party. Really? All of this shutdown, and now even more people are coming out and wanting just this whole model. Less travel, less people on the roads, less people flying to different areas. Because now we're saving the planet. Boats not out on the water. Planes not in the sky. no fireworks going off and sending all that smoke and pollution up there. Welcome to your new world order. Because if you think that this is going to be a one-time occurrence, you've already proved that they can do it without resistance. Now the next virus that comes along, now a new virus, it doesn't matter. For your safety, we're going to shut everything down until you say something. We'll be back after this Fox News update on this Tuesday, May 26th, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, talking about elections, talking about COVID-19, physical distancing. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was at the grocery store before and I was checking out, I didn't like people up in my business anyway. Yet, you know, people keep pushing forward and pushing forward. So I'm okay with those signs that say, okay, you know, you need to stand back here. It's like now you don't have to stare at people and give them that look like, back off. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So instead of maybe having the social distancing, maybe those new signs that you see all over the ground everywhere should just say, please wait here until you realize your government is brainwashing you. Because that is literally what they are doing. So just a quick little nod here to FAIR, that is the group that goes and does a lot of research on immigration, illegal immigration. A new poll says that Americans do not support granting coronavirus relief to illegal aliens. Okay, but check this out. You gotta love these people. Not really. Illegal aliens in California, Oregon, Washington, and New York City, Austin, Boston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco have already received coronavirus relief funds from state and local governments. Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Colorado are considering doing the same thing. Please contact your legislators, whether they be Democrat or Republican, and ask them to stop undermining the national interest and help get American citizens and American businesses back on their feet. This is why this election is so important. And primary, you need to know who is going to vote consistently with your best interest in mind. Let's go to Kath this morning. She wants to talk about voting in Douglas County. Hi, Kath. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning. This morning, I looked for Douglas County, and the way they're doing it is that you do have to mail it in, or you can go down to a tent on 8th Street and deliver it in Minden. So I called my friend. I said, well, you want to drive down there Thursday and deliver our ballots? And she said, what? I was going to go up to Jack's Valley and vote on voting day. And I said, no, you can't do that. She said, well, I threw them away. So I called them back. And if you've lost your ballot or if you need a new ballot, you have to call 783-6095. And then you have to go down there anyway to pick up the ballot, I think. Okay. They'll give you instructions from there. But just so somebody so that everybody isn't getting the runaround like I kind of ran around today. She said, why don't you want to mail it? I said, because Carson City picks up my mail. It takes it to Reno. Then it goes to Minden before it goes to them at the polls. And I said, there's a good chance it'll be lost because they lose my mail all the time. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of other people that have this Carson City setup for mail in Douglas County, I mean, we all talk about how lousy it is. So if they didn't get it in Douglas County, or if they, you know, thought, oh, we're just going to go up to where we always go, that's the number, 783-6095.
Kath, thank you so much for sharing this and actually doing this ahead of time. I'm shocked and kind of disappointed that people still think that they can just vote on election day in some of the rural counties. That's, you know, obviously the state isn't doing enough to promote the fact that you need to watch for your ballot. Don't throw it away and fill it out and either take it to this location or, you know, they just did a broad statement for the state. They didn't go county by county and give people options. They just.
Yeah.
Yep. So disappointing.
I know in Carson City, you got a place you can go and you can vote at. You know, they
And in Washoe County.
Yeah, but not in Douglas County.
Yeah, not in Douglas. Kath, thank you so much for the time you spent on this. And please keep telling your neighbors and your friends and asking them. Again, if you live in Washoe County, you can go onto my page of 991fmtalk.com and hit the link that serves Washoe County, has every single Washoe County registered voter on there. And it tells you when your ballot was mailed to you and if you've sent it back already. So if you're sitting on your ballot and it already says that you sent it back, you might want to start making some phone calls. Because seriously, you and I are the only ones that are going to be watching over this and making sure that it is done correctly. Let's go to a few of the texts I've been getting this morning. Monica, I went down this morning and showed my driver's license. The person went and checked and brought back a mailed-in ballot in someone else's name. I said, that's not me. If they can pull the correct ballot, or if they can't pull the correct ballot, we're in trouble. So the person went back and searched again for my ballot, and this time it was mine. Thank you so much for that text. Another one, I agree only the people counting the ballots have the power to cheat. I was involved in a union in my career. Our local had an election and turned down the issue that was voted on. Then, a few months later, the union called a recall vote. We went back in and voted no. This time, the main local sent in four guys. They picked up the ballot box and left. 2 days later, they told us we passed it. There you go. That is not the first time that I have heard that. Unbelievable. That's defrauding the taxpayers. I agree with that. You can't drop off ballots for another person. They told me that today. Okay, so please keep that in mind as well. You can't, that seems strange that you can't drop off ballot for your neighbor. That's interesting because Democrats do that all the time. It's called ballot harvesting. Huh. That is very interesting. Where you just texted me from, please text me what county that Carson City. Okay. Thank you. Obviously, you got that. The text and talk line, 884-9910. 884-9910. Let's go back to those lines and check in with Caleb this morning. Wants to talk about IAP. Hi, Caleb. Thanks for calling the show.
How you doing, Monica?
Good. How you doing, hon?
How long you been doing this? How long you been doing this?
Doing what?
The mostly radio stuff and political commentary.
Trying to be involved all my life. Why?
And you claim conservative, right? Although,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of debatable in my mind.
How is it debatable in your mind that I'm not conservative?
Well, you're a little bit of a rhino.
How is that?
Tell me
one issue where I'm a rhino at.
Pro-choice. You reduce Christianity to mega churches. You know, that's the thing. But anyway, and you think it's important for people to do research, right?
Yeah.
For voting. And so, conservative all your life, important to do research, and you've never... And all this time, you've never heard of the American Independent Party.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Telling people to pick a side.
I've heard of the American Independent Party.
You didn't understand what IAP was, and you were scolding people. You were pulling a Karen and telling people to pick a side.
And you're calling it the American Independent Party when the initials are IAP. So what is your knowledge of explaining how people get confused?
The American Independent Party was a conservative party formed here in Nevada. It's very popular in the rules, and it's very popular in Utah.
So
you're saying
it's still...
pick Democrat, pick Republican. There's also another conservative alternative. I mean,
Caleb. Caleb, I'll tell you the exact same thing that I tell Neil. It's a two-party system. When you have the Independent American Party, or whatever you want to call it, because on the listing, it's IAP. So when you have a party like that, it is no different from the Tea Party. It is no different from the Green Party. It is no different from the Independent Party. It is no different from the Libertarian Party. It doesn't work, Caleb. It is a two-party system. It's either Democrats or Republicans. If you don't like the way that Republicans work, then get more involved in the Republican Party and make the changes. Okay? Democrats are Democrats. Republicans are Republicans. There will never be a third party that makes any difference. The only thing that a third party does is take away votes from one party or another and lets the opposition take control. How can you not figure this out? You are so into this. Unless you get two-thirds of the country to join your Independent American Party, nothing is ever going to be achieved. And I would rather achieve things than not. And if that means being with the Republicans, if you think I'm a rhino because I support pro-choice, pro-choice is a decision by a person. Now, I'm totally pro-life. But that's for me. I am not here to run other people's lives. And government should not be running other people's lives. Whether it be in the doctor's office, whether it be in your bedroom, they are to protect this country, protect its citizens from foreign entities, and to make sure that we are secure and safe. But then, because of third parties, because of those who don't believe in the Constitution, they started coming up with all this other BS that government has to be in control of. Rather than leaving it up to the states, rather than leaving up to the communities, we make all these regulations on environment, on aging, on sex, on marriage. It is not the government's responsibility to do that. So if you want to be a part of another party and feel that I am ignorant because I don't promote that party or even care about it, then okay. That's your opinion. But my opinion is it is a two-party system that is ingrained in this country and will never be demolished. So pick a side. If you choose to pick the side that, well, has no voice because you have no numbers, then that's up to you. We'll be back after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3. But thanks for the call, Caleb. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we go back to my emails. Thank you so much, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. This is from John in Reno. The Democrats, when pushed back to raise taxes, always say we're cutting police, fire, and schools to scare you into it. They never say we're eliminating the city department of paperwork. Very nice, John. The deal with unemployment is now and has always been, if you do not look for work or refused any offer of employment, you will be disqualified from receiving benefits. So I don't know where the ball-capped pinheads think people can sit on their butts and collect up to $407 plus $600 a week for 13 weeks with impunity. John, you're right on so many things. And remember, though, that looking for work was originally halted because there was no work really at the time to look for. But now that businesses are opening back up, it's time for us to not have that again. Let's go to the phone lines quickly as we wrap up today's show and check in with Bill. Oh, I guess we're not. Okay. I appreciate your time so much. I'm appreciating your time so much today. What Caleb was saying, what multiple people have been saying is, or what I've been saying, is you just have to pay attention. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, or if you get, and let's see, who was it? Was it, that guy who was a Democrat, ran for governor, and he decided to become an independent. People will vote the way they are pressured into, to get other things done, to go along with the bullies in the party, at the Capitol, wherever, even in the state. And they will go along to get along. This is where we have been complacent. And the commerce tax, I think that was the nail in the coffin of waking everybody up at the time. Because Republicans vote all the time with Democrats. Democrats don't often vote with Republicans. Not as much. They just ram things down your throat and push things through. But then if a Republican tries to do it, they scream partisanship. Well, yeah, I elect people for partisanship. I elect people to vote the way that I want them to vote. When you are in elected office, that's what you have to do. You vote for the voice of your constituency, not for the way that you think they're going to vote, not for the way that the other Republicans are telling you to vote that are in office. your constituency. That's you and me. And when we don't like the way they're voting, then we have to vote them out. And we haven't been doing that. We have to vote them out. Somebody asked me why I wasn't voting for Amadei. Because I'm always, you know, talking about him and nice guy and great. But I don't trust him. He's been in there too long in the same position, and I don't think that's right. You keep hearing the same names over and over and over. It's a government of we the people, remember? Not one designated person. We talk about career politicians, yet we don't do anything about it. So whose fault is that? Take a look in the mirror. We'll be back tomorrow on the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.